Good afternoon. This is Whitney Wren. I'm by myself. This is the Talking Shit with Wit show. Cheers to Alani for the caffeinated drink for today's episode. this is going to be an update because, one, obviously you can see I have no guests. Well, I have Charlie. He had surgery the other day. I'll get into that later. but I have no guest, so I'm going to be talking and updating you guys on what's been happening in my life. Let's start out with, I don't even remember the last time we recorded was with Bree, but before that, or after that was the vlog. I went to Cincinnati. Let's see here. Let's start off with, where do I even start? The beginning of September was my show. I had my show. I think we recorded after that in Illinois. And then that was really exciting. I have another show November 9th in Kentucky. We had to reschedule that because of the hurricane. The first hurricane that hit, we were not expecting it to be like so violent. A lot of the beaches and the houses got completely destroyed, flooded. My house got flooded. But not too bad, thank God. Really sorry for the people that did get flooded, North Carolina and Georgia and here. We lost a lot of restaurants and houses and condos and stuff like that due to the storm surge. A lot of my friends had to do like GoFundMes and stuff to get their stuff back. But Hurricane Helene went through Louisiana, and for us to like prepare, you really don't know. You give us like 3 days. We have to board up the houses, do the sandbags, and everybody starts freaking out. You have to go through gas, and there's like 4-hour lines. So it's really scary to know that like you could come back to nothing at all. Like no house, no clothes, no food, no dogs, like nothing. So we had about 3 days to prepare for the first one. And I went to my mom's house. She's a generator, so I stayed there. We had power, but I lost power. Every time I have, like, rain in the house or anything, I lose power, so that sucks. And my neighbor came over, and she looked at the house, and she made sure everything was back and running. I am getting my pool redone, so they dug up, like, the whole entire backyard. I'm getting a nice pool, redoing the Mars site, adding pavers and stuff, so none of the dirt and everything is just like more clean and cut, and getting rid of a bunch of old stuff. And my pool would go into my backyard, like into my area of the porch where it would flood into the house. So thank God I'm getting that done, because it would just keep flooding and I'd have to pay more and more money to redo the floors. But that was Hurricane Helene, and I stayed at my parents, and a bunch of people came over and stayed there, and we were safe. And then I think I went to Cincinnati after that. I don't even remember. I'm going to have to look at my dates. Did I? Yeah. So then I went to Cincinnati. Originally, I went there to record like a vlog and a podcast and do a hosting at a bar. That was really fun. I've never been there. We went around and got to explore. But then we ended up coming back. And I don't even know, like another hurricane hit. This one was a lot worse. We did not know this one was coming as well. We boarded up the house and I fully sent it to Georgia. I took all my 12 dogs. That was the most obnoxious thing I could say. If you have that many dogs, I don't recommend putting them in a car. It smells like ass. There's hair everywhere. I just had to get it detailed like an hour ago. Not fun. I also had to bring all the dog food, dog medicine, and drove 7 hours to my house in Georgia. We have like a house up there that's like 6 rooms. There's like 3 bathrooms, and there was like multiple families that came up there and stayed with us, which was fun. There's a bunch of kids. You ride 4-wheelers. We go to the town. I don't really go out up there, so I couldn't tell you like what kind of clubs and stuff I recommend, but I went to Walmart, and I ended up surprising my aunt with a car. I woke up, and I I drove her older car, and I was like, yeah, this isn't gonna do. So the next, I texted my mom, and I was like, hey, mom, like, I really want to surprise Tina with a car, and I think she would like this one. So the next day, we went and woke up, and drove to the dealership, and ended up picking out a car, and she loved it and surprised her, and that's all my TikTok. But that was really exciting to do, and I like giving, so it, like, my love language is definitely giving, and I really like to, you know, make people happy and give things away that people would enjoy. You know, the people that are, like, actually genuinely grateful for those things, it's, like, really satisfying to watch, and I don't know. And then what else happened? Oh, this guy right here, as you can see, he's drugged up. My dogs, the last, like, 3 or 4 times, like, I've noticed that a few of them have hematomas, which is, like, a blood vessel that bursts in their ears, and it fills with blood. Sometimes they can be, like, really big, but sometimes they can be, like, tiny. But from what I noticed, the last few dogs, like, that I've encountered the hematoma on, it's kind of small. But this time we went to Georgia, I don't know if it was in the car or whatever, but one of the puppies definitely grabbed onto his ear and, like, yanked, and it burst a blood vessel in his ear. And it was really, really massive. And before, he had one, and they told me that he didn't need surgery. But this time, I brought him to the vet, and they were like, hey, we have to do surgery today. It's probably best if you leave him here. We're going to basically fold the ear flap and slice it open on both sides. And they put 15 stitches in his whole ear, and they had to shave it. And he got surgery. He did really well. He had to have, like, a head wrap for a minute, and then I just had to take it off. And there's, like, a no-flap ear wrap you can order on Amazon. Which, surprisingly, he hasn't, like, completely bursted his ear. But, like, when they pulled the first head wrap off and I brought him in a second time to get it checked, he shook his head and his blood went all over me. It was literally disgusting. But he seems to be fine. The meds are definitely working because he's a very interesting dog when it comes to excitement. So we ended up staying there a few more days. It was like 2 weeks altogether. I was in Georgia, which is fun. I got to, like, relax and not worry about anything, and got to focus on my family and the people that really, really enjoy hanging out with me. And then I ended up coming home, and now I'm here. So we haven't filmed in a long time. I'm looking for guests. I have a few guests that have said yes that may be coming on sooner or later that I'm excited about. Yeah, that's probably going to start shit, but I don't care. Gender reveals this weekend. I think it's going to be a boy. Brie over here in the back already knows what it is. So, it's not as exciting for her as it is for me. But, Kirsten, you're going to be a great mother. I'm so excited for you. Trying to think of, like, what else is in mind. This weekend's the gender reveal. I'm getting my eyebrows done today. I get the tattoo microblading. That's going to hurt. I recommend it. I do not recommend microblading. I think it's, like, more of, like, a shading. More of, like, nano brows is where they do strokes, which is why my eyebrows have, like, become naturally darker all of a sudden. Tomorrow, I'm getting my nails done by Dev. And Friday, I'm getting my eyelashes done and then the gender reveal. And then on Tuesday, we have Disney. I'm going to the Halloween Town Disney thing, which I haven't been to in a long time. I usually go to the Mickey's Christmas, which is really fun. I keep burping from this. If you had acid reflux, you'd know. I'm trying to think of what else. I asked you guys what topics I should talk about on my Instagram. I just started going back to the gym. Thank God. And my new song, Bad Girl, comes out on Friday. If you guys haven't listened to that one, that's a good one. Okay, anywho, sorry I got distracted by Bree's hot-ass face, and she's being paid by me to hang out with me, so. So I asked you guys on Instagram, like, maybe some topics to talk about. First, they want to ask about my plans for the future. As of right now, I have no idea what I'm doing tomorrow. So my plans for tomorrow, I like to go day by day, you know. I'm more of like a go with the flow kind of gal. Whatever happens, what's more exciting for the next opportunity, I just send it. So for this week, I'm hanging out with my friends, going to a gender reveal. But for the future, my house, for now, Turbo, I'm going to be staying in this house for a little bit and redoing the pool. So I don't really feel like getting another mortgage and having to deal with the bank right now. So I'm waiting for that. And the election's coming up, so Trump. am I staying in Florida? Absolutely. Would I leave Florida? No. Unless I got hit by a semi-truck, I'd probably leave, but till then, I'm not doing that. Okay, there's another one. These are not really like topics, but questions. What is your biggest regret so far in 2024? Regret? I don't necessarily think I have regrets. Probably ending up with 12 dogs. It's not really a regret because I'd probably get 13. But I'd have to say I've learned from my actions and what not to do and what to avoid. So for right now, I'm not really too positive in what kind of sorry, distractions in front of me. My biggest regret. No, I don't have one. But I'd say that I'd learned to cut out toxic people way faster than I did. And learned that not everybody wants the best interest in your life and the best intentions for your life. And that all friends are not your friends. But I learned that what to avoid in a relationship, friendship, living, responsibilities, all of that. So, yeah. Someone asked, why you think you're never the problem? I best believe that my life is on the internet for everybody to see. So, like I said, usually my go-to motto is, I'm human. I do make mistakes. I am not perfect. I am not Jesus Christ. I am not God Almighty. Okay? I choose to do what I want to do and what makes me happy. Uh-huh. So if that is starting drama or not starting drama or buying 12 dogs or cooking dinner tonight, I'm going to do it. So I wouldn't say necessarily I'm a problem. I think that social media might be the problem. If we were all in real life, one, we probably, none of us would know each other because not a lot of us have a lot in common. We kind of just go on social media and post each other. But genuinely, I definitely would say that a lot of the actions that I've chosen to make have proceeded in consequences that a lot of you don't like or are happy about because karma's a bitch, you know? But I'd say I have problems, if that's what you're looking for. There's people on here that they're asking about that I could care less about, so I'm not going to bring it to light. Here's another one. This girl's really starting drama. Why is Kirsten and Bree being so fake? Bree's actually behind the camera, so she can answer that one for you. I don't know. Bree's the middleman, okay? Bree does not agree with a lot of things that both parties have been said. I think she's just chilling. I don't think she's very happy with Trayvon, so I would agree with the way that she responds to things, as would I if somebody said negative things about me, which they have, and I've taken them out of my life. I do not go to other people and say, hey, like, you're not allowed to go hang out with them. Like, I would say, like, hey, I think it's best if you don't, like, maybe talk about me around them or, you know, bring up my business to them. But I'm not going to tell somebody, like, hey, you're not allowed to hang out with them, because I truly do not care. That's it. Kirsten's just ditzy, and she just goes with the flow. And I think that she's also has in common with other people that don't like me, that they have in common about, like, you know, the pregnancy and the baby and stuff. So, I mean, I understand, like, on both sides. She never did anything to her, so I'm not going to go and be like, yeah, you're not allowed to hang out with people, because I'm not like that. I don't care. I will hang out with whoever I want. It makes me happy, and that's all. The hurricane. What about it? The topic of the hurricane. Hurricane. Oh, my house is fine. There was a flooding. My fence is gone. My other house is actually pretty good too, but people around me all flooded. Thank God I did not. My relationship with Bree. I don't know what kind of topic you're looking for. We're not friends anymore. I hate her. She's only my friend because I pay her, which I actually stopped paying her like 2-3 months ago. I actually pay her a little bit now. Like, I give her a, what's it called? An allowance for the week, because she is my sister. So, but no, we are friends. She just got a relationship with a toxic man. I am single, so I was actually wanting her to fall in love with me, but that didn't happen. So, I'm really jealous. So I stopped hanging out with her. I'm very upset because she is very hot. So whoever she's with now, I'm like, seriously, like, you're watching this, like, can you just give it up? It's like, I really did. I really want a chance. Okay, sorry. I'm going to get back into shape here. We're fine. She moved out. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ, because there were so many times, okay, I cannot say that I haven't been in those exact situations that Bree said, what the fuck are you doing? But Bree, we were on a cruise, okay? First of all, back up. Okay, the last like 4 vacations that I brought Bree and her boyfriend on sucked, okay? Bree was fun. The boyfriend was not. I tried to, you know, hello, what are you doing? But so, you know, when you're with somebody for so long, you got so much chemistry with them, you're like, I love them. Like, no matter what they're doing, I'm going to stay with them. And every day we would ask Bree, where's the ring? And he was always like, I'm not getting married. I'm not doing that. You got to be more like me. Like, shut the fuck up. We're on a cruise, okay? Get this. This motherfucker, right, gets so fucked up on the cruise. He bought a bag of cocaine on the cruise from a random-ass sailor. I don't know who the fuck it was. We're in the middle of a club. First of all, he gets kicked out of the casino because he was making fun of one of the dealers that was Asian. Then we go to the club, and he's flirting with a bunch of girls, taking shots with them. And we're, like, looking at him like, what the fuck are you doing? Then he goes up to Bree and screams in her face in front of me and Tyler. I look at Bree and I said, bro, you're way too hot for that one. Two, the disrespect is real, because this happens all the time, right? Bree's way too hot to be dealing with this shit, okay? This motherfucker is, like, directly as tall as her, okay? Their eyes locked when they fought. And I'm like, give me at least, like, an inch or two. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, this goose, I need to stop cussing. This goose legit looked at Tyler in the face and goes, you need a more of an asshole like me. You simp. You're a simp. That's so embarrassing. Okay, sorry. You don't scream in your girlfriend's face because you're so drugged up. Okay? We don't do that. Now, again, I gave the benefit of the doubt because when the man's sober, he's pretty cool, right? He got so drunk that night. He ran away. I'm talking literally ran away. We found him on deck 6 with the security. He got banned from drinking for the rest of the cruise, okay? Bree's not going to tell you that because that's pretty fucking embarrassing, if you ask me. But not on her part, because, you know, you just always want to fix a man that can't be fixed. And that's okay, because guess what? He has another girlfriend to do it for him. Next! Okay, but let's get this. We went on a ski trip like maybe in like February, so this is like 2 months before that. He bought 2 bags. 8 balls, okay? I don't even know what that means, but I heard 8 ball, 2 of them, from a random person at the casino in the middle of Nevada, okay? And then blamed it on me and was like, yeah, she bought it. I don't do that. Yeah, so to finish off that ski trip story, we actually took the 8 balls and dumped them out down the drain. I've never touched snow, but we dumped it in the toilet, and apparently somebody grabbed it back out of the toilet and hid it and still reused it. Now, again, we learn from our mistakes. When you're with somebody for so long, you can only do so much to help, and then you stay, and then you're like, you get one flick of the switch and you're out. You're done. And on the ski trip, by the way, when everybody found out that he was Snapchatting somebody and something about nudes, yeah, that was probably true. We deny everything. In denial. That's how we roll. Me and Brie, in denial. But it's okay. Came to light. So now I'm going to tell you the story real quick of how I found out her boyfriend was cheating. Let's start out with the fact that there was a co-host, co-owner, backup. There was an employee, okay? This man has a business. Oh, it makes me want to throw up thinking about it. This man has a business, and as you can tell, he was always salty about Brie making more money than him. I get it. You're a man. You're supposed to take care of your wife, but, like, take care of yourself first, maybe a little bit. The employee pulled me aside after 6 months after they worked together, told me everything. Told me that he had been FaceTiming a female every morning for the last 3-4 months. Never met the girl, but was planning on meeting her. I guess she was like stripping in front of him. He was like entertaining her every lunch, every time he would leave the house in the morning, which is really, really unfortunate. Because you have Brie at home mowing the grass, cooking, playing with the dogs, feeding the dogs, cleaning the house, making more money than you, still hotter than you and every girl that you're ever going to be with. Everything else that you could possibly think of that a wife could do. See, like, I would always be like, yeah, they're definitely going to get married. If not, he's the stupid as fuck because I'd marry her in an instant. So I actually had to DM her and on behalf of my best friend, I DM'd her and said, hey, not trying to like get in between or be rude, but you know that he has a girlfriend and you were talking to him. This is actually not the girl that he's with now, so nobody really knows this one. They were like Snapchatting, FaceTiming for a long time, and I guess all of a sudden, they were quote unquote friends. I don't know what friends do that when they have a girlfriend. My last question I asked her was, would you be comfortable talking to him on the phone and Brie was in the room? Would Brie be comfortable with that? She was like, I don't know. I said, okay then. Thank you for your patience and your time. Really wish you would have told his girlfriend, but I'll do it for her. I held that in for a whole month, okay? I had the girl's Snapchat, but I didn't say anything to her because I was nervous that Brie wasn't going to leave him and I would have looked like really bad, which don't care. But usually I just like, I always find out a lot and I had to keep it inside. But I finally DM'd her. I pulled Brie aside and I was, after a month, I was like, it was eating me alive. I was like hanging out with her and I was like, I'm going to throw up because I'm like, it was like word vomit, you know, it just comes out. I was like, Brie, I gotta tell you something. I've known something for a while, but I don't know if it's 100% true. So we're gonna find out together. We DM'd the girl together, found out he's a liar and he lied and he tried to lie for like 3-4 days, tried to get her back. And then 2 weeks later, he's got a girlfriend. So there's that. Excuse me. Since Brie won't tell anybody, I will. She's right here. So she gives me permission, as some don't get permission. But yeah, so that's me and Brie's relationship right now because I really don't agree with, how she was treated And yeah, we're still best friends. She's doing her own thing right now. And yeah, so let me finish off by saying that Bree's a great person. So whoever she ends up with is lucky. I really, really hope if you're watching this that you can change him. And thank you for Snapchatting him while they were together and telling us on the boat that you guys had been talking, because without you, she wouldn't have been able to get out of that mess. So really apology for that. Let's do one more topic, and then on this update we're gonna end. Let's see. What made you want to become a dog mom? Well, I like animals. I wanted to be a vet actually my whole life. And then it got to the point where I had to think about putting the dogs down and I quit. So yeah. And let's end on a happy note. You guys just keep wanting to ask about my ex-boyfriend. So I was very upset with the way that things went down, the last scandal that happened on Snapchat with what was talked about, my mental health. I don't agree with what was said. I don't agree with how it was posted. Now, are we hypocrites and get mad about other people posting our mental health and then do it? Yes. So, I don't agree with how that was posted about me, and how somebody else explained that to somebody else without being truthful about them talking to me. Now, am I pregnant? No. So that was never really a thing. I actually sent him a negative pregnancy test like the first like 2 weeks because he sent them to me. So I don't know why it was told that I was pregnant. Now, was it fun to troll you guys and make it seem like I was? Kind of. Would I have been? Probably 85% positive, but I am not. So I would like to express that if you are and you haven't told your baby daddy, I would suggest telling him, because it seems that if me telling them was a problem, even if I wasn't or was, but usually when you get symptoms, I would assure like they wouldn't want to know or whatever. But I'm not trying to trap anybody here. I don't have a desire to have a baby with somebody I don't love. I want to get married and love them and care for them and then spend a life together and have a family together. I cannot wait to get married. I don't think that I know who I'm going to be with, but hopefully in the future it's somebody that benefits me and isn't afraid to express their feelings and is passionate about the way they feel about me. And I cannot wait to find that person. So thankfully you live and you learn, you find who is true to their colors and who's not. And I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying. I just know that you live and you learn. So if you guys are having struggles with anything in your life, don't be afraid to ask me and DM me, because I would love to have a conversation with you if you're bored. So thanks for watching this update on episode 69. And hopefully next week I'll have a guest that you guys are wanting to watch, because really? Sorry, I have people interrupting. Thanks for watching. I love you guys. Enjoy my next podcast and stay tuned on the next Talking Shit with Wit. Love you.